Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, April 9th. Second show of the day for y'all. Look, we know the Jaguars, they have shown a ton of interest in the cornerback position in the 2024 NFL Draft, which comes as no surprise. They've hosted Kool-Aid McKinstry, Nate Wiggins, Terrion Arnold, amongst others, at the cornerback position. So we know, based on how the Jaguars have kind of handled this offseason at the cornerback position and the interest they're showing with these top 30 visits, there's a good chance cornerback is going to be the first pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars at 17 overall, or if they decide to trade up or down. But we now have news over the last few days, last 24 hours or so, that the Jaguars are hosting at least two potential first-round offensive tackles. Amarius Mims out of Georgia, Troy Fatanu out of Washington. We're going to dive into these two prospects, what they would bring to the table for the Jaguars, and if offensive tackle makes sense for the Jaguars in the first round. Excited to get into it. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. So we will start with Troy Fatanu, who, according to Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report, is visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Fatanu on tape. We'll talk about the tape, then talk about the testing, talk about the fit, all that fun stuff. Played left tackle for Washington the last couple years. He has incredible foot quickness. His ability to mirror movements and redirect, change directions, it's really special. You see him just showing incredible quickness, both in his sets and once contact is made. If you see like a guy trying to do an inside spin counter, he's able to reset and seal it off at a high level. Athleticism is off the charts. That goes into foot quickness. But as a guy that can just move extremely well, both in, again, his pass sets, redirecting, moving out in space, getting to the second level as a blocker, and even third level, it's all there for Troy Fatanu in that regard. He has very good length and uses it extremely well. His hand usage, really impressive. The snatch trap is the best in this class. His snatch trap, consistently, every single game, you see him utilizing it at a high level, getting guys in the ground and burying them, right? Flexible and strong to anchor. So I think you love that in his pass protection profile. He's violent, always looking for work. If there's not somebody right in front of him, he's going to find somebody to hit and knock on their ass. And I love to see that. I think you love that mindset as an offensive tackle. His second level blocking, as I mentioned, is excellent. Not only does he have the athleticism to get out there, but his targeting is very good. Like his ability to lock on to a target, a linebacker or a safety, cornerback, what have you, and bury them in the dirt at the second, third level. Sometimes I will say, too aggressive with his hand usage and his pass sets. He'll try to jump out on guys a little bit too quickly, and it usually works. Occasionally it doesn't. I think he just needs to have a little bit more of a varied approach, a little bit more patient approach at the next level. But if I'm talking about coaching up a player who plays offensive tackle and he's just a little too aggressive at times, I think I would rather reel a guy in that's too aggressive than try to get aggressiveness out of someone who's too passive. And so that is less of an issue for me because I think it's coachable. I think that with more time in an NFL offense, he's going to be just fine in that regard. And he has no reason to be overly aggressive. I think other than the fact that he could be and get away with it in college, I think you're going to try to coach again a little bit more balance in the sets, in the hand usage overall. He is a little bit of an older prospect. I think he's 24 years old right now. So that is something to keep in mind. And I know Jaguars fans will be a little bit hesitant or weary about the last offensive lineman they drafted that was an older prospect. But rest assured, Troy Fatanu and Luke Fortner are not in the same stratosphere when it comes to their overall talent level and what they will bring to the football field. But it is something to keep in mind, right? So, looking at the testing for Troy Fatanu, really insane. 5.01 40-yard dash is awesome. 1.710 split, even better. He is 6'3 and a half, 317 pounds, with 34 and a half inch arms. Unbelievable proportional length, just great length in general, but especially for a guy who's not one of the taller offensive tackle type prospects. 34 and a half inch arms is awesome, and you know Trent Baalke loves the length, especially in the trenches. 32 and a half inch vertical, excellent. 905 broad jump, excellent. And the 29 bench press reps really blew me away, because usually guys that have really long arms, they struggle with the bench press a little bit. So putting up 29 reps with 34 and a half inch arms, that's awesome. Fatanu, I talked about it on Rogue Football, my NFL draft and NFL channel on YouTube. He is my guy at offensive tackle this year. And yes, he certainly should be able to play guard or even center in the NFL in a Doug Peterson offense with his ability to move. He has versatility. So I love the idea of Troy Fatanu in Jacksonville, because I definitely think he can be a starting offensive tackle long term, but he has potential five position flex. And for a team that so badly struggled with injuries on the offensive line last year, I think that would be perfect for the Jaguars. Then looking at Amarius Mims out of Georgia, right? Only 8 starts is absolutely shocking, because his tape is good. You would not imagine this guy being an 8-start player. You'd say, oh, he only has 8 starts. He's got to be a project, right? Not the case with Amarius Mims. He is powerful at the point of attack. He is balanced. He has very good hand placement and timing. Like, this is a guy that, among all the offensive tackles, I would say his hand placement and timing is probably top 5. Again, a guy who's only started 8 games. Easy mover. Gets out in space, has no problem with that. Flexible for his size, to play with better than expected leverage, because he is a massive.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Human being. He's able to frame up blocks really well on the move. He picks up blitzes and games up front. So it's not like recognition or awareness is a problem, again, for such an inexperienced player at the college level. Nagging injuries have been a concern. And as big as he is, you could kind of imagine that being an issue for him, because some of these giants out there on the NFL field, you've seen that. You've seen nagging injuries be a little bit of an issue, but the tape is not at all a concern. The tape is fantastic. And if he had more tape, more experience, no injury questions, I think he'd be the top offensive tackle in this class, ahead of everyone. That's how talented Amarius Mims is. But the nagging injuries are there. They have been there in 2023, right? No long-term stuff, really. So I think you could look at it as a positive and say, well, just a couple things popped up this year. It hasn't really been a history of injury with Amarius Mims. I think you could try to tell yourself that's a positive. But I also think, you know, at nearly 6'8" and 340 pounds, I think you're always going to be a little bit weary of someone who is that big. And that's exactly how big he is. Nearly 6'8", 340 pounds, over 36 inch arms, 11 and a quarter hands, absolutely massive. 507 40 yard dash at that size is ridiculous. 25 and a half inch vert, not impressive, but again, 340 pounds, nearly 6'8". 903 broad jump is very good at that size. That shows the explosiveness. He has not played left tackle or guard in college, but do I think he could? I mean, yeah, like 1,000%. I absolutely think he could play any position on the offensive line except for center. He's just a little too big to play center. But who knows? I wouldn't put anything past him. He's that much of a freak. But does tackle make sense for the Jaguars in the first round? I personally think it does. If I was building this team, when you consider Walker Little and Cam Robinson are on expiring contracts, and I think offensive line in general makes sense when you talk about injuries, because that happens to pretty much every offensive line every year, and you cannot let offensive line injuries derail your season again, because they played a big part in derailing the 2023 season. You can't let that happen again. There's no way you can let that happen again, in my opinion. And on the offensive line, there's going to be injuries. There just are. So making sure that you fortify the talent and the depth makes sense to me. But an offensive lineman in the first round is not going to be a day one starter. They're just not, right? They obviously have their two starters at tackle, Cam Robinson, Anton Harrison, unless a trade is coming. Cam Robinson trade, which would shock me. On the interior, you sign Mitch Morris. Brandon Scherff is back. They're both starters. And then you talk about at left guard, Ezra Cleveland is being paid to start for the Jacksonville Jaguars. His contract is not a, well, we could have a competition. No, like, you're getting paid over $9 million a year. You're a starter. So, I don't see an offensive lineman being a day one starter. Again, that doesn't bother me a whole lot. But Trent Baalke's first pick every year in Jacksonville has been a day one starter, right? So that's something to keep in mind. And so for me, I still think when I'm talking about likelihoods, probabilities, I think cornerback and even wide receiver is probably more likely for the Jaguars in the first round. Like, they're not paying Ronald Darby as a for sure starter the way they're paying Ezra Cleveland, right? They could use another starter on the outside at wide receiver. Yet Zay Jones is in the final year of his contract. Is he going to hold off Brian Thomas Jr. or Adonai Mitchell for playing time? I doubt it. I really do. But I still think cornerback is the most likely position. I would say wide receiver is probably the second most likely position. I would be good with either of these guys, though, because I recognize the talent they have. They're both above pick 17 for me. They're both right around the 10th overall prospect on my board. I would have them pretty much tied, because Fatanu has, on tape, I think Mims is better. I do. But I also have more of that little nagging injury concern in the back of my mind about Amarius Mims that I don't have as much about Troy Fatanu. And I do think Troy Fatanu has more proven versatility that you can definitely rely on to play, you know, again, potentially all five positions. So I would be absolutely fine with Fatanu or Mims in the first round for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'd be surprised if that's how it plays out. And again, even though I'd be fine with it, I'd be fine with cornerback, depending on who it is, receiver, depending on who it is, I still do lean Byron Murphy or Johnny Newton or even Jared Verse personally. I think you can address offensive line and cornerback after round one. I think you should go get Brandon Ayuk still. If you can give up that 2025 first-round pick or even less, whatever it may be, for Brandon Ayuk, that's the best path, IMO, for instant, like, top of the AFC competition for this football team, right? Like, I think that if you have Brandon Ayuk with what you already have on offense, and then you also go get a dominant interior defender like Byron Murphy or Johnny Newton to pair with Arik Armstead and Devon Hamilton and Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, go get another edge player as well at some point in the draft, or, you know, sign one of the many veterans that's still available as a designated pass rusher. That's the best path, in my opinion. That's just the way I see it. I think giving Ryan Nielsen a dominant defensive front and giving Trevor Lawrence Brandon Ayuk and then fortifying the depth of the offensive line throughout the draft. I'm not saying ignore the offensive line at all. I absolutely am not. I think the Jaguars should take multiple offensive linemen in this draft class. I just personally right now, I wouldn't do it at 17 if I had the option of taking a Byron Murphy or a Jerzon Newton. That's the way I see it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. If you enjoyed the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.